I don't believe this session's constitutional. I think we're going to be challenged. I think you're going to see a lot of different McCrory versus Berger challenges. You're going to be looking at the NCAE versus the General Assembly lawsuit that was filed after the dues checkoff and all the questions about the second midnight session that came up. But I just want to tell you, take a few minutes just to tell you, this is why people don't trust us. This is why they hate us. This is why politicians have a 10% approval rating, because of this right here. Using hurricane relief as the reason to come back to Raleigh to do a lot of things because you lost an election by 10,000 votes. I mean, that's why we're here. We all know what's going to happen next. We've all seen all the things circulated. You may stop. You may not pass that magic line of packing the Supreme Court, but you're going to do a lot of other things. And it reminds me of the old joke. It was a bus of legislators on the way to...
Mr. Speaker,
for what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell Rice?
Point of order, is the gentleman filing a complaint or is he giving a dissertation?
The chair was going to give the gentleman a little bit of leeway, what would encourage the gentleman to, as this is simply a protest under the Constitution, to probably stick to procedural issues as opposed to going beyond that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought you would like the joke, but okay. I'll email it to you later. Mr. Speaker, for the record, I would note the all 73 names that signed the request for special session from the North Carolina House of Representatives were dated December 12th, which was Monday. The clerk has just handed me the request from the 31 Senate members. They were all dated December 13th. That was Tuesday. According to the Constitution, Article 2, Section 11 under Sessions, that the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall convene a session upon receipt of those things. I don't believe that was followed in this case. In fact, you waited till today to do it, made a decision on whether you were even going to do it, even though the Constitution said you shall do it. I would therefore enter a formal protest and like it noted for the record.
Noted.